jeez. Easter Sunday. The guilt. I was thinking maybe I'd sleep in tomorrow, but I guess I'll have to go to church.
I promised the pastor I'd go. I went last Sunday, and I was in his Palm Sunday last Sunday. It was an hour and a half. Oh, man, an hour and a half. You know, I think I'd rather have a root canal. You know, not that I don't want to do my blessed devotionals, but I'm telling you. At least with the root canal, you get nitrous. I had to sit there hideously sober for an hour and a half. And then on top of that, they recognized me. And the priest asked if I'd do the benediction. You know how people read from the congregation? So, you know, he said, ladies and gentlemen, we have a broadcast celebrity here today. Nino Grismanelli has come to save his soul and has kindly agreed to read the benediction. We will sing one chorus of Alleluia and then the benediction.
Well, I walked up there ready to read it. You know, on Palm Sunday, they must have had 150 candles going in there. I mean, I tell you what, and the fumes from them candles got in me. So that when that priest said, all right, time for the benediction, I stood there at the pulpit, and the only thing I could say was,
blah, blah, blah. The
priest said, beg your pardon, the benediction?
Blah, blah, blah.
You see, I wanted to read the benediction, but somehow them fumes got to me, and
blah, blah, blah.
I was really vegged out. My eyes were glazed.
Blah, blah, blah.
He said, what's this black slack? She just wore no black slacks to the sea of Galilee.
Blah, blah, blah.
He said, Nino, you know your Bible. What did Judas say after the cock crowed three times? What did Pontius Pilate say to the gathered Romans? What did you say to the... What did he say when he was on the cross and he looked to the heavens? He said to God... He did not say black slacks. You see, I knew what he said, but I couldn't because of the fumes. I grabbed the standard and started playing the air guitar. I mean, I had this 8-foot cross in my hand. Right out there at the altar. Well, needless to say, the place went pandemonium. I mean, not so. You don't play the air guitar on Palm Sunday on the altar. I wanted to tell the story of the benediction, to read the passion, but the only thing I could say was this. He said, now wait a minute, Greece here. There was another guy up on the cross with Jesus. What did he say when Jesus asked him if he was sorry for his sins? My gosh, I'll have you up on charges for this. I wanted to say, look, I'm sorry there, Padre, but the fumes were in my skull.
I'm ready to go.
Guitar, as the deacons started to approach, I could see they were rolling up their sleeves, and I knew fisticuffs were in the offing. Somehow I had to clear my head. I staggered over to the stained glass windows, which they had cranked open because it was very steamy in there. I took 16 gulps of oxygen.
I'm ready to go. When I put them on, I'm a cool daddy.
Head clearing, so I reeled over backwards and buried my face in the baptismal urn. Oh, man, leaving a hideous sheen of Grecian Formula 16 and Vitalis on the surface. Pity the poor infant who next would be anointed. But it cleared my head. I said, nope, 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 I'm all right. Black flag. Black flag. Pajamas.
I like to run around with crazy little mamas.
When you see me with my dirty on, I know that you would say he's on black slack. Both in his back.
And so, as they stared at me in shock, I said, you see, I'm okay. I'm okay. Now, where were we? Okay. Sorry for the interruption. And he came.
before seven. When they came, there was naught, for naught would be naught for all eternity. And unto them he looked up and he said, Lo. And they responded with a cry, and they said, Are you he, the chosen, that is he, he one?
If I said, Hey, Father, who wrote this? Norm Crosby or something?